I am a Carolina guy. I got here in 1992, and my daughters are both graduates of Chapel Hill Public Schools and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And we are Tar Heel fans. I do work at Duke, but I find that their money spends well in Chapel Hill. The book, The Cookout, which is interesting in the sense that one of the main characters in my novel is a bereaved North Carolina father who just happens to be a scientist at Duke University. And there's a reporter is the other main character. His name is Rudy. He's a young guy starting out, and he gets a job at the News and Observer. And one of his first assignments, after doing the routine school board hearings and court appearances, is his editor gives him a break and says, I want you to interview as many families as you can who have lost husbands, sons, daughters in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so he crisscrosses the state interviewing families, and he comes across a guy named Gates McGinnis who just lost his son and is emptying his son's house, taking care of the pets and things like that. It is sad, but it is also pretty humorous. And if you are a progressive person that doesn't watch Fox Hate News all day, you're going to like what happens to certain people that started these wars.
Obviously, you're kind of drawing off of some real-world experiences here. What's your process for seeing something in your life and either it burning at you for a little while? What does it take to push you to the level of writing a novel about him?
On this one, Blake, Executive Deception, I was actually into another book about the music industry and about a character that I had met many years ago, which in my old days I was a music producer in Boston and Miami. Every morning on the way to work, and I had to be at Duke by 9 o'clock, and I'd be passing Manning Drive about 8:30, and WUNC Radio would come on and announce the young men and women that have died in the last couple of days in Iraq. All of them were 19, 21, 23, 22. All of them were enlisted folks. Many of them were probably using the military as a stepping stone to maybe get the GI Bill. This went on literally for years, and then one day I just said, I can't ignore this anymore. I actually stopped writing my other book. It was titled, the working title was called Harold, and I started writing this book. It starts in the military hospital in Landstuhl, Germany, and it starts with a North Carolina family down in Hope Mills, and from that, that's what influenced me, the pain of seeing young men and women die for questionable causes with improper equipment for the egos of Bush, Cheney, Rice, Rumsfeld. And although I don't use their names in the novel, it is very obvious who I'm writing about.
Now, if somebody wanted to go and pick this up, of course, holidays right here for us. Where would they be able to do that at?
The best way to do this is to go to Amazon and purchase it there. I have a day job, and I love selling novels. But on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and the day after Christmas, you'll be able to get the Kindle version of this for free on Amazon. Any other day, it can be bought electronically and downloaded for 99 cents. It can be bought in paperback from Amazon for $12.99. I think that's the best way for anyone interested in this to get that.